the Saturday Light Brigade. Jen Saffron is a close friend and Northsider, and she at Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council has been telling me about the Renew Festival, which is RENEW in caps festival, for quite some time. It's been long in the making, and it's finally here. It opened last night, and it gives me the opportunity to welcome Susan Swartout and Tanya Grass to the Saturday Light Brigade. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you must have, thanks for being here after opening night yesterday. I'm sure had a lot of energy and a lot of things going on. How did the Renew Festival sort of, what is it? And this is the first, right?
This is the first one. I would love Tanya to talk about the beginning idea for it, which was the drop art exhibition, which is the feature part of the festival.
And that's D-R-A-P, right?
D-R-A-P. And
hyphen A-R-T.
And what is that? Can you help us understand the origin of the word?
Drap in Catalan means a rag, like a kitchen rag. And drapaire is the person that collects all trash. And when we started, we said, like, we are the trash collectors of the art world. So we thought, drapaire is dell'art. So from there, we shortened it to drap art.
So kind of like the French word charrette, where people drop off sketches, or I think about bricolage, meaning you make art from whatever you happen to have at hand.
Yeah.
So is that kind of the wraparound, is that art is whatever you make out of what you have at hand?
I mean, this is something that used to be the norm, you know, until the 20th century when they invented the disposable, all these disposable things that people have gotten used to just buy and throw, which is something that is destroying the planet, or not the planet, but at least the environment for humans. Before it was just normal. I mean, people would save materials if they were good, and when they wanted to make something, they would see what they have, and then they would work with that. And in the art world, you have many young artists that do that in the first place, maybe because they don't have much money to buy materials, so they use what they can find. And then further on, some of them it becomes also a way of showing how much we throw away, and a way of showing what materials are worth and that they can be repurposed.
It's a way of really showing ingenuity, too, and creativity. One of the first things I noticed when Tanya sat down and I was looking her eye to eye, as I noticed her ears. She has earrings that are made out of earbuds. I don't know how many pairs of earbuds I probably have that don't work anymore, and I'm not really fond of earbuds to begin with. And dangling from your ears are earbuds, which is really poetic, actually. And also they make for really nice earrings. Tell me about yourself, a little bit about your history as an artist and creator.
Well, I'm more of an art organizer than an artist. I do come from an artist's family. My father was a painter, and when I was 2 years old, my family moved to a little island in the Mediterranean Sea next to Ibiza called Formentera. And I grew up very much in nature. A little lonely, but very free, and with a privileged natural surroundings. And when I was little in this island, we only had a boat once a week to the neighboring island. So there was very little consumer goods on the island. And everything was reused. I mean, people would use the plastic bags from the supermarket would be washed and reused. The tin cans would be used as flower pots and everything. I mean, the materials were so scarce that everything was reused. So then tourism arrived in the 70s, and then the opposite happened. You know, with tourism, the hotels had to get new interior design every few years and threw out a lot of stuff and all. Yeah, then now we have, I don't know, I think about 30 boats a day. They bring in tons and tons and tons of stuff, and people consume. I mean, in the summer, this island that has about 10,000 inhabitants and goes to 30,000 with tourism. So that was a big change. So I think then recycling, reusing all this stuff became an important issue. And when I came to study to Barcelona and met a big artist community working with recycled materials, I thought it would be interesting to join them all, you know, to do something, to show their work to the public. So that's how the festival came into being.
Now, how did you come to Pittsburgh?
Well, we have a little gallery in the old town of Barcelona, and one day, Bill Miller and Russell Howard came in. Bill Miller is a Pittsburgh-based artist.
And also the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. He's in charge of special events.
Bill Miller is an artist.
Yes,
and
right.
he's got a piece in the exhibition. And Russell, his partner, works for Downtown Partnership, and it was his idea to bring drop art to Pittsburgh.
So you're not living in Pittsburgh,
no. So
you're here on loan from Barcelona.
Yes. I came in to participate, and I'm curating the main show of the festival, which is the drop art exhibition in the Winter Garden. We're featuring 68 artists with about 120 artworks from 5 continents, 17 countries.
This is incredible, and what they have in common is all of the art has been fashioned from materials have been used, have been reused. So there's 2D, I would imagine, as well as 3D art as well, or is there a lot of sculpture
There's a bit of everything. I mean, there's even photography and video, because some of the artists, 80% of the artists use recycled materials. Some do installations with installation, sculpture, collage. But there's also artists that use recycled materials to build a performance, to make the props, or artists that make audiovisuals or videos, and they use recycled materials as also as props, or just also the theme, recycling and rubbish. If the theme fits, even if it's not with recycled materials, we include it. I mean, because it's it's also the issue itself about we want to raise awareness about how much we throw. And what a problem that is.
So art that may depict waste or excess consumerism that is made more traditionally also would fit into your curation.
We have one artist come in on the 2nd of October from Germany. Her theme is consumerism as the new religion. And what she advocates is that consumers should be more self-assured and more decided about what they consume and what they don't consume.
Now, let me turn up. By the way, that was the voice of Tanya Grass, who is here from Barcelona and curated the Renew Festival. And Susan Swarthout is here with us today, too. And I know you've got a lot of information about some of the various children's and family activities going on. before providing that, I want to be sure we acknowledge the leadership of making this all come alive. Are there any other people we should mention?
Absolutely. You have already mentioned Jen Saffron, who is with the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, and Russell Howard at the Downtown Pittsburgh Partnership. I always stumble over that one. Sorry, Russell. And together, they latched onto this idea and expanded beyond this centerpiece of the DRAP Festival into a lot of other types of activities and projects. We have 80 different events Wow. going on in the next month. Talks, tours, workshops. There's going to be many, many exciting things, some that relate mostly to art, others that relate almost exclusively to environmental concerns, which is what the art is talking about as well.
And this festival has really dropped down from the sky. From yes. from your perspective, I know, you know, Susan and Tanya have been working on this for a long, long time, as have the other people you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But here now, as somebody who's in the region, you've got a month or so to enjoy this cornucopia of ideas. And let's talk about some of the things specific to kids and families. And we'll also give you the website so you can see the whole schedule in a little bit, too.
All right. Let me talk about that because I am the education and community engagement coordinator. So my job was to get families and schools involved in this. And obviously the schools are already engaged in talking about environment and sustainability. So, but I'm going to talk about the family workshops first. Every Saturday at our kind of one of the two centers of gravity, as Russell says, at 623 Smithfield Street, which is just opposite the downtown library, there is going to be a whole lot of activities going on. We have a second art exhibition that was curated from regional artists, taking off from the idea of using recycled and disposable materials and making art. So we have, I think it's 30 pieces at that site that can be viewed. There's going to be an art market. The art market is things made from recycled materials. There will be performances. There will be, and here comes to my part, every Saturday between noon and 4, there will be a workshop where families, free, open to the public, noon to 4, drop in, inclusive, that families can come in and make art from recycled materials. The first one is this Saturday, today, and it is the Children's Museum, and they are going to be making water creatures from recycled materials. Next week, it is the Cultural Trust Education Department, and they are going very local, and they are taking Steeler T-shirts and repurposing them into things. Your old Steeler T-shirts can be reused again.
Yeah, you could probably make that into a handbag or a satchel. I've seen that done. Or a pillow, maybe.
Yes. Scarves, things you could wear to the game, you know, as you know, when you've gotten it all ripped apart because you've worn a
bush. You know,
a blanket.
It could be many, many things. I just noticed a term looking at the website, which, by the way, is simply renewfestival.com. That was nice that was available, renewfestival.com. And one thing that's mentioned is interventions in public spaces. So this would be a case where I'm going to ask you something that is off the wall. I was at Gateway Center yesterday, and I couldn't decide whether something I was looking at was art or necessity. But somebody took a big electrical spool and mounted atop it were heads to street lamps It almost looked like flower petals. There were maybe 50 different street lamp heads. Part of me said, do they have that here to light this up at night? Is this a construction project, or is this somebody recycling old street lamps? Do either of you happen to know what I'm talking about?
That's a piece commissioned to Tim Collin.
Really? I know Tim. That's his. I feel I don't mind saying out loud that I was pretty sure. I said this can't be something that was designed by. This has to be art to make use of those lights. It was really, really something.
Yeah, I think it's a commissioned piece by the Renew Festival, I think.
I noticed that yesterday when I was in Gateway Center, and I was tickled when I saw it. It really made me smile. Tim also did the big
bird in the entrance
to the museum.
Very beautiful.
Good. You were tickled? That's part of art. We want to delight people and to get them to think. We do have a lot of public art installations around town. So if people see something that looks just a little, maybe not so standard, we have large flower vases that the Fiber Arts Guild used during the winter time in front of the libraries. Those are being displayed. We have a spaceship that is made from recycled materials by one of the schools. And we have more things that are coming in. And some more sculptures are going to be made. On September the 17th, we're going to have the Art Olympics, which should be so much fun. It's going to be three teams of artists that are going to come in, and they have a certain amount of time, and they are given a certain amount of materials, and they have to build a sculpture. They have to build an art piece from it. And the audience cheers them on and votes on the whole thing.
Oh,
so it's
fun.
It's going to be a ball.
Well, gosh, our time went really quickly. It went very, very quickly. Anything else you wanted to mention? We have about a minute.
We have more family workshops every Saturday. Go to the website. We are also doing during the week, and this is something just for the schools. We're bringing in about 400 school children to go to the art exhibits and then do workshops. So really involving our young people.
Yeah, I just want to add that we'll be in the Winter Garden this afternoon from 1 to 7. There is about 4 or 5 artists from Dropout that have come to Pittsburgh, and they are going to talk about their pieces, about their work. They're going to talk. They're available to talk with the public. There's going to be a fashion show to end it all off with costumes made out of recycled materials during the workshop. Dolo Navas, one of our artists, has been doing at the Kappa this last week.
Oh, how great. And that's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, and tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm doing a presentation of Drop Art, and one of the artists is also doing his conference. He's in. He works with recycled materials and technology, so he's going to do some crazy stuff in the Carnegie Museum at 1 o'clock.
Carnegie Museum of Art.
Excellent. And I did want to mention the Winter Garden. If you are not familiar, if you go to the Market Square section of Pittsburgh, it's within PPG Place, and it's a great day to do it, today or tomorrow, given the weather. More information is at renewfestival.com. And thank you both for being here today, Susan Swartout and Tanya Grass. Congratulations, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.